Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Bound to Lose. This file will put you in a deep trance, but it will happen in a slightly different way. This is a battle of wills, not the body, but I am going to start with your body. Of course, while I am working on your body, slowly tying it up, you will remain awake and alert. But the question is, will you be able to remain awake and alert? Will you try to stay awake as much as possible while I tie you up? Like I said, this is a battle of wills, not the body. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, imagine me slowly tying you up, starting at your feet and your ankles, making sure that they're securely fastened before I move a little bit higher. And I'm taking my time with this. Just doing your ankles can take quite a while I am talking to you and helping you to remember that this is a battle of wills. Even as I tie up your body, you're going to try and remain awake and aware for as long as you can. Because this isn't about your body. Surely you can be all tied up and feel no less submissive than you normally would. Or perhaps you would lose the battle of wills purely. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I still need to slowly tie those ropes a bit below your knees. And then after I've done so, move up to above your knees. It's important to make sure that your legs are very securely fastened, tied down, bound in these nice, comfortable ropes. Of course, I'm careful. Your body will be perfectly comfortable, even with these ropes constraining your movement. You can listen to me easily. This is a battle of wills, remember? Your body could be all tied up and you'd still be awake. And yet, maybe the restriction of your body would slowly affect your mind. But I don't have to say that. As I continue to tie you down, moving coil after coil of rope, slowly, making sure that your upper legs are as securely fastened as your lower legs. Moving them only together and no longer apart. As you just let it happen, because you know that you could resist, and you're trying to stay awake as much as possible. It's a nice feeling to be tied up, actually, very calming. As your body is more restricted, you don't really have to worry about your composure or your body at all anymore. You can just sort of let it be. And as I continue to wrap ropes around your body, moving up to your hips and beginning to tie down your wrists against your body, you'll find that it is a battle of wills to go into trance, but it's a very enjoyable battle, one where losing still makes you a winner. And of course, if you listen to something where you're going to be hypnotized, well, then you're bound to lose. Of course, I'm not done tying you down just yet. As I continue with my rope work higher and higher, below and above your elbows, and make sure that you're comfortable, that your muscles are relaxed as I restrict the movement of your body. You're still just listening and knowing that it's easy to sit there and feel defiant, trying to resist, trying to stay awake, as my voice just goes on and on, helping you to remember how nice it feels to listen and being all tied up. There's still a lot to do. I still have to move all the way to just below your shoulders, tying ropes across your chest, restricting your movement but not your breathing. Every breath still feels easy. Every breath you take actually reminds you of how much you're trying to stay awake. As you feel defiantly tired, or just slowly shifting your focus from your mind to your body, you realize that your body is quite relaxed. Being all tied up is very relaxing. It helps your body to stay in one place without you having to do anything. Right now, you don't need to lift anything or move anything, because you can't. Your arms and legs are securely fastened, and the rest follows naturally. As I continue to make sure that the ropes are also tied down to the surface you're on, you cannot lift a single arm or leg. And as you're unable, you can let go of the possibility, enjoying the calm in your body, the nice relaxing feeling of your body surrendering to the sensation of being bound to lose. Your mind is slowly realizing that by listening to this, you've already submitted yourself. That feeling my ropes around you forming has put you in a very obedient mindset. Even though your mind can feel defiant, your body can no longer resist. All tied up and nowhere to go. There's a beautiful symmetry in this, though. While you felt all defiant, all the relaxation that went into your body is now flowing back. And as your beautifully tied up body can tell you, it feels good to be constrained. It feels so nice to feel yourself tied up so you cannot move, and therefore needn't move. The more you let go of what you need or don't need to do, the more empty and obedient your mind becomes. It slides into this wonderful state of following and flowing deeper, allowing the enjoyment of being bound to lose your thoughts. And as you think about all the ways that you are tied up now, the coils of rope begin to also form around your thoughts. You can easily imagine the heaviness of those ropes pulling your thoughts down deep. It's as if they drop away from your head, being tied up and pulled down. And as you're bound to lose your thoughts completely wrapped up in these ropes, rigging themselves to the floor beneath you, you remain motionless and thoughtless, breathing with your mind as empty and obedient as the rest of your body. A beautiful, calm state, enjoyable in its submission. And from here, who knows what you can reach? It would be easy to go even deeper, feeling yourself pulled down with your body, enjoying the feeling of thoughts sluggish and slow, wrapped up tight. And only when it's time to awaken again will they roam free, loose, and languid. Now in a moment, this file will end. If my voice doesn't follow, you can easily awaken, refreshed and tied up for as long as you enjoy. If my voice does follow, allow yourself to be pulled even deeper into this wonderful, obedient space. Enjoy.